This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, I have a personal favor to ask of you. If you're inclined to pray, would you consider including in your prayers some students and instructors who are having a rough go of it medically? They are Laura, John, Mary, Joyce, Mike, Steve, Stephen, and if you'd like to add one more, that would be me. I appreciate that. And we'll keep you updated as to what's happening as we progress. With us this hour is Gwyneth Isaacs, and I asked Gwyneth a question that I'd love to have answered, and that is, what's the Queen do? What does royalty do? Why are they held in such high regard? And Gwyneth, let me share this brief introduction to this. I have a friend who lives in England, and I've seen him on occasions. He comes to a convention that I attend, and so I've asked him, tell me about the Queen. What does she do? And he says, well, she's the Queen. And I said, what is she?
Well, I'll tell you what, I would love to answer that question, because, you know, okay, I'll carry on. No.
That's as far as I've been able to get with him. So what does she do? Well, she's the Queen. Okay, but what does she do? Well, she's the Queen. Okay. So I don't know what level of programming it takes to get to that point, but tell us about the Queen. What are your thoughts?
Okay. I've got some disclosure here, because our family are actually, old friends of the royal family, being that my grandma, whose name was Ethel Crawford, she actually was personal friends with the Queen Mother. Okay. This is very, very easy to check. Okay, anyone, and actually her cousin, her first cousin, was the royal nanny, was actually Her Majesty's nanny when Her Majesty was a little girl. Okay, so I'll just have to throw that out there, which makes me biased. Okay, and my grandfather, that was my grandmother's husband, was one of the royal guards in Buckingham Palace. He used to ride a big black horse. He used to wear a big brass helmet with a ponytail coming out the top. I'm sure you know what, in a nice fancy red jacket. And his uncle was His Majesty's Chief of Horse. Okay? And his name, my grandfather's uncle's name was William Long. Okay, all of this is historically verifiable. And Vincent, you know, I've said this before, Gwyneth Isaacs is a nom de plume. Okay, my true family surname is Carter. That is Bonham Carter. Okay, So I'm one of the blue bloods. That's why I seceded and declared myself a princess. What does the queen do? Her primary function is to defend the Magna Carta. That is her primary function, is to uphold the British common law. And in the past history, and actually, she has done a moderately good job of it. That's probably, the common law is generally respected throughout the Commonwealth. Okay, after, how long has she been on the throne? After 60 years, British common law is generally respected throughout the Commonwealth, which means that she's accomplished her mission of upholding the Magna Carta and British common law. If she does nothing else other than defend the Magna Carta and the British common law, then she's fulfilled her duty. Okay? Anything else that she chooses to do, other than, on top of that, as long as it does not conflict with the Magna Carta and British common law, primarily the Statute of Monopolies and the King James Version of the Holy Bible, if she wants to do charitable work for whatever, well, she's allowed to do that as well. But that's her primary function. Okay? And she's not allowed to do whatever she wants. And her other major role is that she is the head on this earth of the Church of England. Okay? Now, what that means is that she is second in command to Jesus Christ and responsible for the spiritual welfare of the Commonwealth peoples. Okay? Now, regarding the whole pedophile thing, that has to be mentioned here. Her husband, I would not trust as far as I could throw him. Okay? His relative, Lord Mountbatten, was basically assassinated because he was interfering with little Irish boys, okay, and he was making an annual holiday of it. And so certain people who would call themselves members of the Republican Party, who happened to live in Ireland, decided that it was not okay for members of the British royal family to come across to Ireland and molest boys once a year, and so they decided to do something about it, and that's history. The other thing that he did was he tried to cheat the Irish on a gun deal, and you don't cheat the Irish on a gun deal, okay? And that was his stock and trade. Lord Mountbatten was an arms dealer. That's what he did. That's how he made his money. But, he brought it on himself, what happened to Mountbatten. But Prince Philip, I would fully believe what I'm hearing about Prince Philip and Prince Charles. The guy blooming well is proud of the fact that his ancestor is Count Dracula. Publicly stated, and he's actually gone out and bought Dracula's castle, Prince Charles. Other members of the royal family, I think that they're a mixed bunch, okay? The Queen Mum was a lovely lady. Her Majesty, I think, tries to do her best to, fulfill in a hugely difficult job of trying to actually restrain the influence that the globalists have on her own little patch of soil. Because, and that has had to, she's had to negotiate with them. She's had to meet with them. And I would say that she's just about had to become one of them in order to protect Britain's common law interests and the Commonwealth's common law interests. But I think that if there was no royalty, that we would basically have, if any of you have read 1984, we would have an Ingsoc world right now. Okay? And we just about have it, but, you know, there's still a lot of freedom that we as, you know, English-speaking people still have. And largely that's because of the influence of the Crown restraining the globalists, the other branches of the globalists, from just doing what they darn well please. And yes, the British Crown is a branch of the globalists. The globalists are not a monolithic structure. There's different branches and they fight each other. They fight each other viciously. They sometimes assassinate each other. But one branch of the globalists that I'm even more, that I'm absolutely, I really do not want them to have any power or authority whatsoever is the international communists. And the British Crown is a major thorn in the side to the international communists just coming in and doing what they want. Because the British Crown fully understands what a danger the international communists are, because George the Seventh, who was the king at the turn of the 20th century, his first or second cousin was a fellow by the name of Nicholas Romanov, who happened to be the Tsar of Russia. And we all know what the communists did to the Tsar of Russia. They got him, they got his whole family, they lined him up against the wall, and they shot them in a cellar. They got their bodies, they dragged them up into a forest and buried them, and then they got started on the rest of the country. And I can tell you for sure that Her Majesty is fully aware of this and that she walks a fine line. Because if she doesn't uphold the British common law and look after the spiritual welfare of the Commonwealth people, the jihadis and the communists are going to come in and they are going to absolutely destroy the place and they're going to kill millions of people. That's the function of the British Crown.
Gwyneth, when we come back, yes, when we come back, can you share with us, are there rules for marriage within the Crown? Can anybody marry anybody he or she chooses, or are there restrictions?
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Port affordablesolarllc.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at portablesolarllc.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to portablesolarllc.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Glenda Isaacs with us. If you'd like to contact her, her information is on the website usapreparers.com. USAPrepares.com. A special broadcast tomorrow with Dr. Norman Shealy. He doesn't know it yet, but I'd like to talk with him about the Myers cocktail, M-Y-E-R-S cocktail. And there's a theoretical basis for this intravenous nutrient therapy. And I'd like to do an in-depth discussion about what it is, how it works, why he recommends it, and the successes that he has seen with the Myers cocktail. It's a vitamin mineral supplement, intravenously taken, and you'll learn about it in depth from a man who has studied this for years, and something that he offers as a therapy. So I'm going to be meeting with him today. I'll be sharing that information with him today, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. Gwyneth, we're talking about the crown. Are there rules for marriage? Can anyone within the crown marry anyone he or she chooses?
Well, as long as they are not divorced, okay, there's a big taboo against that, okay? As long as they are not an F1 relative, okay? It's preferred for them to marry other blue bloods, okay? But the marriage will be recognized if they marry somebody who is not from the blue blood bloodline. Now, that is a specific genetic, okay? The blue bloods trace their ancestry back to a fellow called Ashkenaz, who was a who was the grandson of Noah, okay? He was the son of Japheth. And many of the Ashkenazim married into the Jews. Not all of them did, okay? Now, my branch of the family, there are rather a lot of Jewish ancestors in our family, but I'm not a Jew. And I'm a Christian. I really love the Jewish people. But it's like this, as an example. My ancestor, his name was called John Bonham Carter, okay? And he went to India. He came back with an Indian bride. The rest of the family, you know, they recognized the marriage, but they frosted him out, basically. And the family story goes that they moved to Australia because the climate was better. Now, apparently this Indian lady was an absolutely lovely lady. And, you know, she was a Christian lady. She had been raised in a mission from when she was a little baby. But they thought that it was better for her to marry a British soldier, because if she had married an Indian, she would always be an outcast, literally, because she was half-caste, because her father was British. Okay, and we think that the circumstances of her conception were probably not good, meaning that her mother probably didn't have much of a choice in the matter. But that's how that branch of the family came out to Australia. Now, that's only five generations ago. If you go to the Bonham Carters, who currently inhabit the big house at North Hant, okay, I'm talking about Helena Bonham Carter's grandparents, okay, then they don't really recognize us. But that doesn't change the fact that we are actually related to them. And if you ask them what happened to John Carter, they say, oh, he never had any children. Well, that's not true either. He absolutely did.
When we come back, can you talk about, you mentioned not being F1 relatives and not being divorced, but
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injury from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What? Keep it. God, you're
take my new gummy season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, the Prince of Wales is the Queen's eldest son, first in line to the throne. And he married in 1981, he married Lady Diana
Princess
Spencer.
Diana. Yeah, he became
Princess Diana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the couple had two sons, William and Harry, but they separated. Their marriage was dissolved in 1996. And in 1997, the princess was killed in a car crash in Paris, many believe under suspicious circumstances. Many believe she was murdered.
I tend to hold to that theory. myself. I think she was murdered.
Okay. And then, but here's the final point. Prince Charles married Camilla Parker Bowles in 2005. Now, I believe you said that you couldn't, or a person in the Crown could not marry someone who was divorced, and I believe she was. Is that correct?
Yeah, she was. But you see, the thing is, they were never going to produce an heir to the throne. Okay? The problem, like I say, it's not that it's illegal, okay? It's just that there's moral and ethical problems. But considering Prince Charles's other sins that have come to the fore since then, I think the fact that he's married a divorcee is the least of his worries when he gets to eternity. Okay. Like I've said, primarily the fact that he's very proud of the fact that Count Dracula is his ancestor. And we are talking about one of the most brutal, bloodthirsty, archetypically vicious nobles on the history of the earth. And that he is actually proud of the fact that this man's his ancestor, and excuse me, and that he's, you know, actually gone and bought his castle and lives there for a significant proportion of the year. Now, if that was my child, and, you know, God forbid, that would be absolutely awful to have a child like that. For that child then to come to me and say, "Mom, I know it's against the rules, but I'm in love with this lady here that I've been in love with for the last, you know." He was actually in love with her back in the 1970s. He wanted to marry her back in the 1970s, and the Queen flat out refused. She said no. And they had to back off. And I'm really glad that the Queen put her foot down back then and absolutely refused to allow them to get married back then, because I shudder to think the brood that they would have produced. You know, it's not just that Camilla is divorced. I think that her husband probably had a good reason for divorcing her, because she's evil. She's a Rottweiler. Princess Diana was right when he called her the, when she called Camilla the Rottweiler. I think that she actually had a lot of deception there. That woman, I shudder to think. And at least they're never going to have children. Okay. But I can sort of imagine the Queen standing there, rolling her eyes, saying, "Oh, whatever." Basically, I don't think she would use that word, but you or I might, you know. If we were in her situation, so it's not that it was illegal, it's just that it would have been a really bad idea for this particular genetic of Camilla and Charles to be propagated. And once that bloodline is produced, it cannot be extinguished except by God himself. She's evil. And that's what when Blue Bloods arrange their marriage, they choose the spouse with a view to what sort of children will be produced. Okay? They breed themselves as carefully as they breed their horses and their dogs. Okay? And that was the problem back in the day, back in the 1970s, when the Queen was so firmly opposed to Charles and Camilla marrying. And I think that the Queen actually made the right decision back then. And she brought in Diana, who is actually, you know, from royal bloodlines herself, okay? She's actually something like the second cousin of Winston Churchill. I forget what the exact relationship is, but Winston Churchill's name was Winston Spencer Churchill. He was related to the Spencers. And, you know, so she had some pretty high connections. She wasn't just a kindergarten teacher, like it was said in the press. And I'm sure if you looked into Kate Middleton's history, then you would find that she was probably a bit better born than what is generally expressed publicly. And I think, you know, I really pray to God that Charles never becomes the king. I think that it will be a bad day for the whole Commonwealth if Charles ever becomes the king, because any man who is actually proud of the fact that Dracula is his ancestor and has gone out and bought his castle, I shudder to think what he would do to the crown, to the whole government system. You know, Vlad Dracul was brutal in the extreme, and his relative Elizabeth Báthory was just as bad, and she, in that same era, was fond of bathing in the blood of young virgins. And, you know, we can take that whatever way we want, can't we, Vincent?
Yes.
It's disgusting.
You know, Gwyneth, you're a wealth of information, and I really love broadcasting with you. I really do. None of what we've talked about for the last hour, 45 minutes, was something that we were going to talk about. It just...
No. Absolutely wasn't. We were going to talk about the kids' schooling.
Let's talk about what we refer to as the government public training camps.
Yeah. It's that's what we were going to talk about. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a son, and I have two sons, actually. The oldest son is 16 years old, okay? I'm a widow. My husband died when my younger son was just 3 months old, okay? And we have been battling not so much, well, kind of financially, but more with people who call themselves government who want to destroy us since my children were babies. And now I look at them and they're adolescents. And you know something? I've got a love-hate relationship with the school, but it's mostly, you know, if I could have them out of the school system, then I probably would. And for many years I have had them out of the school system. Okay. Now, my children both have IQs which are north of 135. Okay. And do you know what? The school system, if Connor could, that's my older boy, if he could leave school now at the age of 16, he would. Absolutely. He would leave tomorrow. But the government here has tied school attendance to receiving a particular government check, okay? And if the attendance falls below about 80%, then you lose your government check. Now, it's not that I'm a welfare head. I also work. But we live 18 kilometres out of town, and I don't have a motor vehicle because of the harassment from the blue team. Okay? And we all need some income to live. All right? Now, they are doing the most ridiculous things at the school. They recently spent a two-hour lesson teaching these adolescents of about the age of, you know, 15, 16, 17, how to use a ladder. 2 hours on how to use a ladder. Can you believe that? Do you know how long it takes to teach a kid how to use a ladder?
Oh, I'd say about 5 minutes.
About 5 or 10 minutes. You know,
yes.
The dumb ones might need the extra 5 minutes. But my son Connor has been climbing ladders since he was 12 months old. And that, I didn't know, you know, that was, you know, I sent him out the backyard to play with his brothers. I go out there, the next minute he's 10 or 12 feet up a ladder. You know, and I had to climb up the ladder and get him down, obviously, because you can't have a 12-month-old baby 12 feet up a ladder. But he figured out what ladders were for very early on. And he's got absolutely no fear of heights, and he uses them quite safely. He does not need 2 hours to learn how to use a ladder.
So I believe what you're saying is we are wasting time in school and we're not concentrating on the important things. Let's talk
that's
more
right,
about
Mike,
that. And let's talk about... Yeah, that's right. And let's talk about food in the last segment that we've got coming up. Gwyneth Isaacs, we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
When Isaac's up, when I was a public school teacher back in the 1990s, I went to the superintendent of schools and I said, why don't we rewrite the curriculum for high school? Reading, writing, arithmetic, history, science, math, you know, the basics. And then principles of business, principles of insurance, principles of banking, ethics.
How fiat money worked. Little things like
this. Right, right. That's what I proposed, and he kind of chuckled, and he said,
that's not going to
happen. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. So we're doing things like we're teaching specific history month. We have Black History Month, and I have a problem with Black History Month, as I would have a problem with White History Month or any other specific history month. How about just history? How about learning history? And so I had a problem with that, and it seems like we've lost our way, and we are teaching to the lowest common denominator. So instead of segregating our children in classes based on their ability to learn, we are segregating them by how many days they've been on the planet. So you know, all children of the same age are in the same class. I have a problem with that. My father had a problem with that, and he, in his elementary school when he was a principal, back in the early 1960s, decided that he would ungrade his school. And he had the first school system that had no grades. You were in a class with your peers educationally, not based on how long you've been on the planet. And that survived until he moved on to his next upwardly mobile position, which was, you know, at a larger school, and then they disbanded that particular ungraded strategy. So let's talk about, are you saying that we waste too much time in school?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and not only that, we waste time doing the wrong things, okay? Now, I suspect he has had an assessment, and they said no. So I suspect that my older son is probably dyslexic, okay?
Mm.
Because he is a, you know, when he's older, if he ever chose an academic path, he would probably make a really, really good lawyer, because he will argue the point, and his logic is actually pretty good, but he's got no interest whatsoever in academia. So he'll probably end up being some type of engineer, okay, or some type of tradesman. But he will have a really, really prosperous business because, like I say, logic and reason is up there. What is not up there is the spelling, you know.
And, sounds like you're talking about me. It sounds like you're talking about me. I was highly, highly dyslexic. In elementary school, they never thought I'd make it through. High school, they never thought I'd make it through, nor to college. And same thing at college, they thought I'd never make it, and on to my master's. And I was tapped by a law firm to join their firm and go to law school, which I did not do. It's very interesting, and I have trouble spelling as well. So,
He had a math test at his school, which he told me about, okay? And it was, this math test consisted of two decimal conversions, okay? That means sort of like they had to, I don't know, change so many meters into so many millimeters or something like
that. That's pretty easy. Yep.
And I said, that's nice, son. What did you? And I said, how long were you allocated for this test? And he said, 2 hours. And I said, oh, well, what did you do for the other hour, 59 minutes and 40 seconds? You know?
It sounds like you're describing, and, it sounds like you're describing what's going on here. Can we get to food really quickly?
It's going on all over the world.
Yeah. 45 seconds to talk about food. 45 seconds. Let's talk about food.
Food. You've got to find out what grows natively where you are, okay? And figure out how you can use it as a food resource, okay? That's what you've absolutely got to do.
And avoid the food banks.
And avoid the food banks. Absolutely. That's caused so much high fructose corn syrup.
Yep. We're out of time. Gwyneth, I'll see you 2 hours next Tuesday. Thank you so much for all your effort in educating us. I really appreciate it. Gwyneth Isaacs, link on the website, usaprepares.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.